session.
Well, this was a great day for public safety in Maryland. The Judge Blake allowed this law to continue being in effect, which is saving lives as we speak. One of the things I want to emphasize is Judge Blake said that the likelihood of success on the merits is small. That judge made clear that this law is almost surely going to be upheld in the future by her and by higher courts. Because, as the Attorney General has made clear in the opinion letter he wrote, this law is constitutional. It will save lives, keep guns out of the hands of criminals and others who shouldn't have them, without infringing on the Second Amendment rights of anyone. The judge made that clear. And one of the things I want to state very clearly is that the plaintiff's attorney said he is not challenging the constitutionality of the fingerprint licensing. He wanted it to be delayed. He's not challenging it. That law is in place. And of course they're not challenging it. It's been in effect in five other states for decades. It's been saving lives. Gun owners are buying guns. Gun dealers are selling guns. They have no leg to stand on. Judge Blake threw this TRO out. She's going to throw out the preliminary injunction, and they are not going to succeed. This law is going to continue to save lives.
Ask you the same question we asked Shannon. Is ultimately the Supreme Court going to decide
It's quite possible, but I think it'll probably be decided in the circuit courts. The Supreme Court may deny certiorari on this because it's so blatantly baseless, this lawsuit, because the Supreme Court in the Heller decision made clear states have the full authority to ban weapons like assault weapons and to enact measures like this fingerprint licensing that's going to save lives. Five states have had fingerprint licensing of handgun purchasers for decades, and it saved lives in those states, and nobody has challenged them. So there's no reason for any court to throw out this law. And what I want to just say most of all, as of today, October 1st, 2013, thanks to Governor O'Malley and the Maryland General Assembly, Maryland is saving lives from gun violence.
Vinny, it sounds like you're saying that all these court challenges are a waste of time. They're a waste of everybody's time. But the good news is they are not at all interfering with the effectiveness of the law. Thanks to Judge Blake, this law is going forward as it should, and the Attorney General's team did a great job today.
Doug, why is it custom? Can you say and spell your name?
Vincent DeMarco, D-E, capital M-A-R-C-O, and I'm the president of Marylanders to Prevent Gun Violence.
Are you holding some kind of